The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Welcome to We're a Little Behind. I'm Jen Gomez.
And I'm Chris Gomez.
And it's our Valentine's Day special.
Yes, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so we figured we would talk about movies that are Valentine's Day-esque, romantic.
Yes, romantic.
Because there's some on the list that is not even around Valentine's Day.
No, there's one called Valentine's Day.
Right.
I think that's the closest there is, but we even have a Christmas movie on here, too. So what we did is we put it out on Facebook and asked people what their favorite romantic comedies were, you know, what their favorite rom-coms. And we got quite a list. And I was very surprised that there were only about 6 or 7 movies that had multiple mentions.
Okay.
And if they did have multiple mentions, it was only one extra time. So we have a very diverse list of love here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So we'll just go through the list and see what we got. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So our very first response was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That is a more of a breakup kind of movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cute and all, but it is definitely a good one to watch if you're going through a breakup.
Yeah, I've never seen this movie.
Okay, so Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet are a couple.
Mm-hmm.
They break up, and he gets the he goes to this place where they will wipe your mind of her memories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all memories. Like, they don't just start you fresh. They go in while you're, like, sleeping, and you will think about it. You will memorize it. They will target that part of where the memory's coming from, and they will erase it from your brain. So they will then replace it with something else. So so once you go through the process, you will have memories all around it or altered memories. They just wipe that person from your memory.
That sounds like a really bad idea.
And then halfway through, he realizes that he doesn't want to lose the memories because it's part of him. And so he's in fighting to, like, save the memories in his own brain.
Weird.
It's a really good movie.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
You always learn from your experiences. And so if you erase part of your experiences, then you're no longer yourself.
Yeah.
Because you are the sum of what you do.
Well, you'll have to watch that one.
I will. Okay. Next on our list with an additional mention is 50 First Dates.
Okay.
Which I loved that movie. That's one of my favorites.
Is it too early to say what's not on this list because we're mentioning 50 First Dates?
No, go ahead.
Because we have 50 First Dates in there. How do you not include The Wedding Singer?
Oh, it's on here.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one listed when I was going through the list earlier.
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's there.
Okay, never mind. Then we'll just continue with 50 First Dates. We'll get to the Wedding Singer later.
Yeah.
Okay, so 50 First Dates. Now, I've watched this once or twice, and I liked it, but mm-hmm. you really like this one.
I do. And part of the reason is because of The Wedding Singer,
mm-hmm.
because that the matchup of
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore
is just amazing. And so I loved The Wedding Singer. That's got to be at the top of my list, like the very tip top. But this one comes in close because it's just such a sweet story. And I love that they don't cop out at the end. Like, it would have been very easy for them to say, oh, she's cured and his love cured her. So if you haven't seen the movie, real quick rundown, Drew Barrymore was in a car accident. And so she relives the same day every day of her life. So when she wakes up,
she lives with her brother and her dad.
And her dad. And so when she wakes up every morning, her mind is reset to this one morning that she got in the car accident.
And so her dad and her brother Sean Astin.
Yes.
And
brilliantly played by Sean Astin.
So that day that she got in the car accident, she painted something, didn't she? And so every night after she goes to sleep, they go in and they repaint over the white wall. So
right.
She can go in, paint the wall white so she can then go in and repaint.
Right.
All over again, right?
Because she was with her dad when they got in the accident because it was his birthday. And they were going to go pick a pineapple because it takes place on Hawaii. Because, I mean, if you're going to shoot a movie, why not make it in Hawaii? And so they go pineapple picking every year for his birthday. And that's when the accident happens. So when she wants to go pineapple picking, he says, no, I painted my work shed. Why don't you? But now it's too white. So why don't you go in there and put some color in there? And that's how he distracts her to keep her from doing what she is intended to do that day. And so, yeah, every night they go in, they take pictures of it, and then they paint over it with white so that she can do it all over again. And they have all these newspapers from that day, like, stacked up in the garage. And so every night after she goes to sleep, they reset everything. I mean, they go so far as to put extra shampoo in her bottles to make sure that it's at the same level every day. And they've seen The Sixth Sense, like, hundreds of times because she always wants to watch it.
Yeah.
And she's always shocked at the ending.
So Adam Sandler then meets her in a restaurant, and all the people who know the problem tell him to stay away from her because of this problem, and then he doesn't.
Of course he doesn't.
And it's really adorable.
Mm-hmm. And they do start to fall in love, and every day he has to make her fall in love with him again every day, and it's just adorable. And at the end of the movie, she decides that, because every once in a while they'll tell her what happens, and it always goes so terribly wrong that's why they keep doing this over and over again. So he makes her a videotape to watch when she wakes up first thing in the morning that explains what happened, and, hey, don't freak out, but this is what's happening, and this is who you are, and now you have to live with it. So she finally decides, well, I want to go live in an institution where they can take care of me because I'm a burden on you. And he's like, nope, that's not good enough. We have to be together. And they almost make it seem like she's going to be cured and she can remember him, but she doesn't. She subconsciously knows who he is, but not outright. And so at the end of the movie, they don't solve her problem. She still has her problem. They just work around it.
Now, don't they have a kid?
Yeah.
How does she wake up pregnant every day and not freak herself out?
Yeah. And I think that part of he always has things to tell her when she wakes up. So I'm guessing that while she was pregnant, he was with her, like he slept with her. That way he would wake up first, and then he could say, calm down, just watch this video, just everything will be fine, just calm down. I don't know, they don't really go into that.
Because I feel like, 51 First Dates is going to be, like, a very scary movie.
Right.
All right, what else we got?
All right, so next on the list is Definitely Maybe.
I love that one. I'm a really huge fan of the TV show How I Met Your Mother,
mm-hmm.
and this is pretty much How I Met Your Mother, the movie.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ryan Reynolds is a dad talking to his kid about how he met her mother, and because it's the story, but he doesn't tell her who she is in the story, and it revolves around three women.
Well, because they're divorced.
Right.
The mom and the dad.
Right.
And so she wants to know the story of how they got together.
And so he tells the story of his growing up, or not growing up, but like his adult life of meeting her, and he tells the story of being with these three girlfriends at different times, and each one of them could be the mother that they're talking about. The women are Rachel Weisz, I believe,
mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Banks.
And Isla Fisher,
yeah. So she has to figure out who it is in the story. And the little girl's Abigail Breslin.
Yeah, and she's adorable. Oh, her and Ryan Reynolds are so cute together.
Yeah, and that one's a really fun movie. I mm-hmm. like that one. So if people have told you that it's not good, don't listen to them.
Right? There are some people who don't like that movie, aren't there?
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
It's adorable.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Is it because you don't want to see your Deadpool as a dad? I don't know what the problem is here.
Maybe. No, because I feel like people have been complaining that movie longer before Deadpool.
Maybe.
But, yeah. Anyway, next on the list with
Deadpool.
No, Deadpool is not on the list.
Although, that is a very romantic story.
Yeah.
Him and Marina Baccarin.
That's true.
Their characters are very much in love.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a really like pro. He's a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
He's in equal opportunities with her. Yeah.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen the movie, it's kind of crass.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I remember when we went and saw it in theaters, there was a family there with their kids. They're like,
who would
six,
bring
7 year old
kid?
Yeah, no.
Even the marketing for this movie said don't. Like, this is a very adult movie.
Yeah, don't take your child to see Deadpool.
Yeah, don't. Just don't.
So there's a sequel coming out. Don't take them to
don't,
that.
Don't.
Because now they know they can get away with stuff. This one's going to be worse.
Oh, it absolutely is.
So don't take the kids. All right, so next on our list with an additional mention is When Harry Met Sally.
This one's quintessential. This one's classic.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows the classic, I'll Have What She's Having Seen, but it's really adorable.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen this until relatively recently, like within the last year or two.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is when I saw this movie for the first time.
I mean, I really don't have to get into much detail about this movie because it's Meg Ryan at probably her most adorable.
Mm-hmm.
You have Billy Crystal at his most normal. And I'm not saying Billy Crystal's not normal, but he's very much a comedian.
Yeah.
And this felt very just like a normal guy.
Yeah, he's zany. He's over the top in a lot of roles.
I mean, you know, City Slickers and stuff like that. So, yes, along those lines. And this one's just, and it's Rob Reiner directed it. Rob Reiner does really good at directing
Billy Crystal.
Well, Billy Crystal and like and you know, romantic things. Yeah. I mean, Princess Bride,
that's
which is not on the list.
Not on the list. Yeah.
You know what else is not on there? I didn't hear. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear Dirty Dancing or Pretty Woman.
No, that's
so
true.
So we'll save these for the end when we go. Why weren't you mentioning
why
these to
these?
Us?
All right. Okay. So next up on her list is, I mean, Meg Ryan got back to back because we have Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, yeah, Sleepless in Seattle. But I don't know. I'm more in favor of thinking that's Tom Hanks. There's a reason why that's adorable and why that's such a good movie.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have Rosie O'Donnell's also in that. It's just a really good Sleepless in Seattle.
I don't think I've ever actually seen this movie all the way through.
Okay, so what it is you have a kid. I don't remember who the kid is, but is playing the son of Tom Hanks' character. And Tom Hanks' character is a single dad. And so the kid wants a mom. He wants the dad to be happy. And so he calls a phone-in radio-type show. And he gives his dad the name Sleepless in Seattle. And so all the women fall for him. And so Meg Ryan's character, I don't know how. It's been a while since I've watched it, but I'm pretty sure, like, she's set up by one of her friends to be like, oh, you need to meet this guy. And she's like, no, it's ridiculous. And so they correspond. And so then they want to meet at, like, the Empire State Building. It's classic, but I mean, I'm assuming just thinking back, and I haven't even seen it in a while, it's not holding up as well.
Well, it's got to be holding up better than You've Got Mail, which is basically the same story because it's Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, only it has email instead of radio shows.
You've Got Mail, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, Sleepless in Seattle, I believe, was 93, and I think You've Got Mail was like 97?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I don't know. They just seem very similar to me.
Yeah, they probably don't age that well.
Yeah. We'll have to give them a rewatch.
What's next?
All right. So next on our list was a movie that was followed up by Does This Count? Which is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yes, Kevin. Yes, that counts.
That was Kevin.
Yeah. That absolutely counts. I love that. It's about a guy who's falling for a girl, and he's out to prove himself, and he has to fight all of her evil exes.
It's a great movie.
It's really good, and it's got a phenomenal cast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Captain America is a skateboarding jackass. Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's phenomenal. And if you have not seen it, I liken Scott Pilgrim to this generation's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unique. It's very quotable. You could dress as a lot of the characters and recite the lines because it's so quotable. It doesn't really fit into a genre all of its own. But, yeah, the whole point of it is one guy chasing after one girl.
Mm-hmm. And it's based on a...
Manga.
A manga, so a graphic novel with an anime twist to it. Yeah, it was a really fun movie. Like, the first time I watched it, I'm like, this movie is awesome because it is so unique.
The Vegan Police.
The Vegan Police, yeah.
And, I mean, let me just list you off the people that I can remember off the top of my head. So you got Michael Cera.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Chris Evans. You've got Aubrey Plaza. You've got Anna Kendrick. You've got the one from Room who's now Captain Marvel.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson is in it. You've got Kieran Culkin, who's the main evil ex is Jason Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mae Whitman. And that's just to name the ones I can just off the top of my head. So this is a huge movie, and so many people are in it. It's so great.
Allison Pill.
Allison Pill's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's great.
Oh, yeah. This whole movie, start to finish, is fantastic. I love it. The Vegan Police. Which is, it's also...
Yeah, it's that one guy.
Yeah, the one who was Superman from... Brandon Routh.
Well,
and
him,
the other guy.
And the other one who is also in Westworld.
Right. We can never remember his
and
name.
And we've talked about him before.
Yeah. So he's great. This movie, you will not waste your time by watching this movie. You will enjoy it. So, yes, Scott Pilgrim absolutely counts. In fact, you know what? Out of this whole list, I'm going to say if you're going to do one this Valentine's Day... Do that one. Thank you, Kevin Shoemaker, for suggesting that one. We wholeheartedly agree.
So, Clifton Collins Jr.
Okay.
Yeah, we never remember his name.
Because that's a name that's memorable.
Right. And then Bill Hader is the voice.
Really?
Yes. The narrator
voice. I totally hear it now that you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That is the movie for you this Valentine's Day.
All right, but we still have quite a list to go. So next up, we have 10 Things I Hate About You, which made me love Heath Ledger.
That whole movie's great. It's a great take on Shakespeare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you probably enjoy it more as a teenager, but you can watch it now as an adult. It's still good.
I think the its biggest flaw is its fashion.
Probably.
But Julia Stiles is just great in this movie. I love her, and this is my favorite movie of hers. And of course, Heath Ledger just being adorable. He's just so endearing. And then
it's the role that makes you go, how could this guy be Joker?
Right.
And
it
then,
absolutely.
And then
is.
You see him as Joker, and you're like, okay. But yeah, absolutely.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is adorable as his, he's going after the girl.
500 Days of Summer.
That was also not on the list.
Although that's not really a romantic comedy. That's a full-on breakup movie.
Yes.
So this is your post-Valentine's Day movie.
So maybe we should do breakup movies for the week after Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Did you make it a whole week? Congratulations. Here's your movies. All right, what's next?
Okay, next is another 10 is... I forgot to mention, 10 Things I Hate About You was a double mention.
Oh, okay.
Now this next movie is also a double mention. It's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Ugh.
Okay, now that's not fair because we haven't seen this movie.
I have seen it multiple times.
Oh, you have? Oh, I thought you hadn't.
No, and so I have every reason to go, ugh.
Okay, you can, yes.
And I've seen it multiple times because I've seen it with multiple people, not because I want to see it multiple times.
And why did you not want to see it so much?
It's got Kate Hudson. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of Kate Hudson. You know, Matthew McConaughey's okay, but I mean, it's the Matthew McConaughey classic role of... Now look at me, I'm beautiful, and I've got long blonde hair, and people love me. Did I mention I could take off my shirt? All right, here it is. My shirt's off. You like that? Cool, now we can sell a bunch of movie tickets.
I have never seen this movie.
Yeah, the only Kate Hudson movie that I will watch that I can kind of get past because she's not the main focus is not on this list.
That's true.
It's Something Borrowed.
Which is a great movie. I liked that movie.
Something Borrowed is great. You got Jennifer Goodwin. You've got John Krasinski.
Right there. You got
there you go.
Go. You got
they negate the Kate Hudson-ness of that movie. So Something Borrowed is another one. I love that movie, which is about a girl who likes this guy in college. Her best friend, who's kind of a witch, steals him away, and then they end up getting engaged. And before they get married... Jennifer Goodwin's character comes back, is still in the picture, and she confesses her love for him, and he kind of feels the same way, but they don't really want to break up him and her. And John Krasinski plays Jennifer Goodwin's friend, and he is great in that movie. Why can't more movies be like this?
Right.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we'll take a break here, and we'll try to get through the rest of the list quicker. We've got a lot of lists left to go.
We got a lot of lists to go.
And How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is not the one I really want to leave on, because, ugh.
Yeah, but we still have a whole rest of the show, so we're good.
All right. So you're listening to We're a Little Behind on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, June the 15th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, America's best value summer event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Welcome back to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
I'm Jen Gomez.
And we are talking romantic comedy movies because tomorrow is Valentine's Day and we want all the lovers out there to watch something. And the people who are alone, watch this too.
Right. All right. So we're going through our list of Facebook submitted favorite romantic comedies. The next up is Baby Mama.
Okay. I don't exactly know. I've watched it once and I don't remember this being a real romantic comedy. It's Tina Fey wants a baby, and so she ends up having Amy Poehler as a surrogate with, maybe there is something where, she, like, in the process, she, like, meets a guy or something. I don't know. It's been a while since I watched it, but I think we can just say that it was fun. I remember it being fun.
Greg Kinnear?
Yeah.
See, and Dax Shepard.
Yeah, Dax Shepard, I'm pretty sure, is Amy Poehler's boyfriend in that. They're very redneck.
It's got a really good cast.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying, I think it's good.
Dax Shepard, Sigourney Weaver,
yeah.
Dennis O'Hare, who does such an amazing job in American Horror Story every year. Holland Taylor. Yeah, I've never seen this movie, but I was really surprised to see it come up on the list because it didn't strike me as a romantic comedy.
Well, then, since I have only watched it once, and that was the better part of almost, what, like 8 years ago?
The movie is 10 years old.
Yeah, I watched it around the time it came out on DVD, so it's been a while.
It's been a while.
So maybe you'll watch it and give me a refresher course later.
Ah, okay.
That's next. We had a long list, so it isn't like we need to focus on this for too long.
Yeah. The next one coming up, I think I've heard of, is Bringing Up Baby.
Never watched it.
It's an older movie.
Okay, so feel free to discuss this on our website or on our Facebook page on why this was included, because we did not watch either of these, but we thought we'd mention it. We were listing everything that was mentioned to us.
Yeah, yeah. Next on the list is Hitch.
I've seen bits and pieces of this when it's on TV, so I've never watched this in its entirety.
I really like this movie. It's Will Smith at his, you know, goofy Will Smithiest, and he's just endearing. And what's great about it is that he plays a character who thinks he's all that. And so, if you haven't seen the movie, he's a romance coach.
Okay.
So he helps guys
be more suave to get women.
Yes, he helps them woo women. So when he finds a woman that
this is kind of like a modern day Cyrano, but without the nose thing.
Kinda. And so when he finally finds a woman that he is interested in, he always messes up. He injures her accidentally. He eats something that gives him this huge allergic reaction. Like, everything goes terribly, and he realizes that he's not as smooth as he thought he was. And so one part, like in the climax of the movie where she finds out what he is and what he does and, oh, my gosh, you trick women. No, that's not really what's happening. Like, at no point does he do anything nefarious. Like, he just makes sure that things are set up right for these interactions to happen. But nothing, like...
You have to have some sort of conflict in these kind of movies.
Yeah.
All right, what next?
But what's also great about that movie is Kevin James. And Kevin James is also adorable. So, it's a really good movie.
It's a better Kevin James movie than most Kevin James movies?
Yes. Okay. It's my favorite Kevin James movie, or Kevin James vehicle.
Okay.
Next up with a multiple credit is Something About Mary.
Okay, multiple submission?
Yes, there you go.
Something About Mary. Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I like that. I took me a long time to get around to watching that, and so I watched it probably 10 years after it came out. And I liked it. It was funny. It was It was better than I expected it to be. I was expecting just crass humor the whole way through, and it wasn't quite that big. Because, you know, the classic hair gel thing.
Right.
And
the zipper.
Yeah. So I was more impressed with it than I expected.
Next one up is Valentine's Day.
Yet another one of the ones that we have not seen.
Yeah. This is an anthology looking.
I have seen the Family Guy version of this.
Yes. And that was good.
That was fun. Although I remember it didn't really get a lot of rave reviews.
I think it came out at a bad time. I think it was coming out.
I'm pretty sure it came out around Valentine's Day.
No, I know. But I think it had too much competition.
Oh, okay.
I just remember the biggest thing I remember about it is the commercials, the trailers for it, and that there were scenes of Taylor and Taylor. It was Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner. As a disgustingly cutesy couple.
Isn't it amazing how much information you can get just from watching a trailer?
Right.
We sound like we're experts on it, and we've never even watched it.
Next up is another interesting submission for me, is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I have not watched this.
I haven't either. I've tried to read the book, and I couldn't do it.
From what I gather from it, it doesn't seem like it'd be a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I think somebody was messing with us.
I think so, too. All right. Next is another, I believe, older movie, 40 Carats.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. All right. But the next, so it's interesting how these come up. The next one is 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Love that movie.
Great movie.
Steve Carell, one of his better ones.
Oh, yeah. Outside the Office, this is one of my favorite Steve Carell
films. I don't know if it's one of my, like, it's right up there. It definitely is. I don't know. I really like the movie...
Searching for a Friend for the End of the World.
I love that one, but I also like the other one with Emma Stone.
Oh.
And it's like a three-name thing. It's like love something and something. It's
Crazy Stupid Love.
There it is.
That is a great movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ryan Gosling's in it. Emma Stone is in.
That's
Steve
such a good
Carell.
Movie. No, you're right.
Julianne Moore.
Movie.
I'm pretty sure that one's right near the top of my list.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. Now, that one's not on the list either. Crazy Stupid Love is not on the list.
It's not.
And so I'm taking a moment before we get into 40-Year-Old Virgin, because that one is fantastic. There is a story there that I did not expect.
No.
And you know what? Normally, if you're behind, we ruin things because, hey, spoiler alert. There is something in this that I did not expect to happen. Go watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Shyamalanian. Yes. All right. So 40-Year-Old Virgin, great movie.
Great movie. Yeah.
Good cast. Paul Rudd, Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of them fantastic in this. Jonah Hill has a very small cameo. And when I mean small cameo, I mean small cameo.
Mm.
I want to buy these boots.
You can't buy those boots because in this store we sell things on eBay.
But I'm holding them right now. Yes, you can go on eBay and get them, but I want to buy these boots.
And
there you go.
But my favorite part is the boots that he's buying are like go-go boots with goldfish in them.
Yeah, he wants those bad. good one. Yeah. Jane Lynch is in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so on that same vein, the next movie on our list is Knocked Up.
Seth Rogen again. Katherine Heigl. I'm not a huge Katherine Heigl fan.
I think this movie would have been better with Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
But
So you have 27 Dresses, mm-hmm. Katherine Heigl, which is later on the list.
Later.
So and then you have Zach and Miri make a movie,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not sure. I'm sure you can say that, right? Zach and Miri make a porno.
I think
yeah, I'm sure you're fine. Okay, so that's the title of the movie. What am I supposed to do? Walmart won't let you say it, but we will. Elizabeth Banks and Seth Rogen. So there you go. Yeah. You can kind of
and,
tell.
And I think Zach and Mary was a better movie than Knocked Up, acting-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, Knocked Up was fine. It was...
But you got a really good cast in that, too. Again, yeah. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Leslie Mann.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure Leslie Mann is in it because isn't that a Judd Apatow film?
Yeah, I think...
So Judd Apatow is married to Leslie Mann. So a lot of things that Leslie Mann gets into is directed because of Judd Apatow. Because Judd Apatow, she's married to Judd Apatow. Yeah. He directs the movies. He puts her in it. I want to say, though, that I feel that that's unfair because I don't feel like Leslie Mann is really talented and she's really good. And I think she could absolutely get any of these movies had she not been married to Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
On her own merit.
I think it just works out. 40-Year-Old Virgin was a Judd Apatow movie as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I like about Knocked Up is that, so Leslie Mann and Paul Rudd are married, and they have two young children. Well, and then the Knocked Up got a sequel, but it didn't focus on Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl. Focused on Leslie Mann and Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. This is 40. And what's cool is that the children in 40-Year-Old Virgin, Lisa Mann's children in that movie, are actually her and Judd Apatow's children. And they were also
Is 40. You mean in Knocked Up?
Yeah, I'm sorry. In Knocked Up, those are actually their daughters.
Okay.
And then they played themselves again in This Is 40.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. That
is cool.
It's a family affair.
Okay.
So. All right. Next is The Girl Next Door.
Love this movie.
Oh, such a good movie.
You got to make sure that the juice is worth the squeeze.
Such a good quote.
Emile Hirsch, Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
Such a good movie.
It's a young, straight-laced guy who's fast-tracked to be valedictorian, and his friends are trying to convince him to have fun, and he doesn't. And this girl moves in next door, and it turns out that she's an adult film actress and just turns his whole world upside down. And her manager, played by...
Timothy Oliphant.
Is wonderful.
It's so good.
The guy in there that is his rival is actually the guy who plays Dexter's dad, who was also in the movie The Warriors. For those of you who don't know it, maybe we'll make that a question that we'll ask on our website.
Yeah.
See if people know who this is.
Oh, okay, then I won't say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
Well, I won't.
Because he's played Dexter's dad in the TV show Dexter, and he was also in the movie The Warriors.
Warriors. Which we watched the beginning of a little while ago, and that's a strange movie.
Yeah. You know what's weird is I think it was actually like part of the culture back then.
Mm-hmm.
And late 70s gang culture, which is weird because you had a mime gang.
There was a mime gang. Okay.
There's a baseball gang. There's a Native American gang.
Warriors is a movie about it's the original gang from New York.
And this really has no place in this list.
No, but
and so we're totally taking a tangent on this.
That's okay. And so it's about how all these rival gangs get together and have like a brawl every so many years. It's weird.
No, this was like a board meeting. They all got together because because the police are starting to crack down.
Oh, that's right.
And so
that's
they're
right.
Like, we need to come together, and they're almost like getting ready to sign a peace treaty, and then one of them gets assassinated, and then it was all hell breaks loose.
But the whole opening credits is just the gangs going to this meeting spot. And yeah, so you have your biker gang, you have your mime gang, you have your
baseball team
your ninja warriors. It was just weird.
It's like, you guys, we need to get, like, the Bloods and Crips in all of the current gangster movies from, like, you know, L.A. and all that would have murdered these people. Like, the Hispanic gangs and the Bloods and the Crips would own these guys. Like, none of these guys seem tough.
Yeah. Especially the mimes.
Right? The mimes. There's a mime gang. I cannot stress enough. Mime gang.
All right, well, moving on to our list.
Back
of
to our list. Back to our list.
The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding
there
Singer.
There it is.
This is easily, and I do not have to qualify this in any way, shape, or form. This is absolutely my favorite Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I love this movie so much.
He really needs to be paired.
And you know what? You don't have to agree with me, but I'm the one with the microphone, so you're going to have to listen to me.
And I really think that Adam Sandler needs to be paired with Drew Barrymore. They just go together.
We still need to see Blended.
I've seen Blended.
No, you think you've seen Blended, and you always confuse it with Just Go With It, which is the one with Jennifer Aniston.
That's true. I've seen parts of Blended.
Okay, you've seen the trailer for Blended.
No, I've actually seen parts of it on TV, and it's not great.
Terry Crews is in it.
I know, but it's just still not great. But it's what's really funny is you can tell that they've learned now that, hey, let's shoot a movie in Hawaii. Okay, we'll set 51st dates in Hawaii. Now they're like, hey, let's go to Africa.
Yeah.
So Blended's in Africa.
Okay. Wedding Singer, if you haven't seen it, you're just wrong.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so great, especially if you love, like, 80s music. It's so well acted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to say more about this. I want to need to talk about a sequel.
Yes.
So all the Adam Sandler movies you can make with Drew Barrymore, you need to make a Wedding Singer sequel. And people are like, well, it's already set up so well. No. The thing is that the first one, yeah, it's great. It can stand alone. But a sequel would be great. I'd love to see the two of them older with kids, him being a music teacher. I just think that you have so many places you can go with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Such a good movie.
Yeah, I want to see Robbie Hart in the 90s, late 90s, teaching kids music. I just do.
Well, if we did make a sequel to if there was a sequel made to Wedding Singer, it's now far enough in the future that go to the past.
I've done the math on this.
Right.
The movie takes place in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
The movie came out in 1998, which is a difference of 13 years. It has now been 20 years since the movie came out. So if you were to add that, it would actually be 2005 if you were to keep the same momentum going. So you could see Robbie Hart in 2005 being a music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going with that. Get on this, Hollywood. We don't want to get around to 2010.
Isn't it amazing, though, that when that movie came out, so it went back to 1985, which was 13 years. It felt like so long.
It felt
longer.
Nostalgic.
And now, yeah. When you think about that, it's only back to 2005. Oh, well, that wasn't that long ago.
Right? Yeah, like, it felt very, like, reminiscent, and, like, it felt like that was so long ago. And now, yeah, you think 2005, you're like, wait, no?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it's a little...
Going back to 1998 when the movie came out doesn't feel like you could even do a nostalgic movie to 1998.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Weird. Yeah, that's a mind blower. What's next?
Anyway, so next with a double mention is Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
It's adorable.
It really is.
With a title like that, you wouldn't think so, but it is. It's Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks, and they're the best of buds trying to make money, and they realize that you can make a lot of money by making a pornographic movie. And so they get all their friends to make this really cheaply made pornographic movie that they hope to make money on. There you go. And hilarity and romance ensues.
Because
I think the point of the movie is you can't be making pornos without catching feelings. that's what I gathered from the movie.
But they're just so... Seth Rogen and
Elizabeth Banks
make such a good couple. Mm-hmm. Like, they really play well off of each other.
We need to keep going because we're not even halfway through this list.
Okay, so next we have Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
I've seen that. Michael Cera is better in Juno, and he's even way better in Scott Pilgrim.
P.S. I Love You.
Have not seen that.
Nah, me neither. Much Ado About Nothing.
Nope, haven't seen that.
I think I've seen part of it. I mean, Shakespeare, but... Just Friends, which is another Ryan Reynolds.
Just Friends? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're thinking of Friends with Benefits.
Okay, which is Justin Timberlake and
Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I thought the other one is Just Friends is Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman.
No, that is No Strings Attached.
Okay, so Just Friends. Oh, so Ryan Reynolds and isn't it Amy Smart? I believe is the other one in that.
Yes.
I have only seen the very end credits when it was because I was waiting for another movie in HBO, and I was like, why is Ryan Reynolds in a fat suit?
Yeah, I've never seen this movie.
I don't know. What's next?
Next is, with a double mention, Love Actually.
I think we've talked about Love Actually in
our
Christmas show.
We did.
So if you want to get more detail about Love Actually, go check on our website at gomezcast.com. You can check our website for the Christmas episode because it was one of the Christmas movies mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Next we have The Matchmaker,
which
is a 90s Janine Garofalo movie.
It sounds like it would be Hitch.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, next. I haven't seen that.
Crossing Delancey.
No, haven't seen that.
Return to Me.
I feel like that's a Matt Damon movie. I don't know. Like I know I haven't seen it, but for some reason, like just the title.
No, it's David Duchovny.
Oh, no, don't know that
one. David Duchovny and Minnie Driver.
Oh, don't know that one.
Came out in 2000.
Okay.
And then Serendipity.
I have not seen that.
I really like Serendipity.
See,
that's
this is where we're finally behind on things. Nope, I haven't seen it. So what is Serendipity?
Serendipity is John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. They meet and they fall in love and they have this really nice date. And then something happens and they decide that they need to go their separate ways. And so she takes a book and she writes her name and her phone number in this book. Mm-hmm. And then she gives it to Goodwill or something. And she says, if you find me, you know, it'll be meant to be. If you find this book, then you can call me and then we'll know that we're meant for each other. And so then it's a few years later and every time he passes a used bookstore, he's always looking for this book. And then he eventually finds it.
That sounds super meat cute.
It's been a very long time since I've seen this movie.
So we're going to take a break and we're going to get to the rest of the list.
Yeah.
You're listening to We're a Little Behind on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and families. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belangi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Welcome back to We're a Little Behind. I'm Jen Gomez.
And I'm Chris Gomez.
And we're talking about rom-coms.
As submitted to us on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a list there. If you were one of the ones who submitted, you're going to hear your movie submission, even if we gloss over it with, we haven't seen it, next.
Yes.
So what's next on the list?
All right, next on the list is The Sweetest Thing.
Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
And Christina Applegate.
Yes.
And I want to say Selma Blair. I remember the tinfoil swan flying through the air and scaring them when it hit the window.
And Selma Blair, yes.
Yeah, okay, so I was right.
And Jason Bateman. I liked it. I first saw it, I was with I was in Arizona on a school trip, and me and a couple of the girls went and saw it. And it was fun. It's fun.
I've only seen bits and pieces.
It takes place in San Francisco, which I always like. So.
Yeah, I remember Christina Applegate being way too aggressive in that movie.
Yeah, a little bit.
And what's next?
Never Been Kissed.
You love this movie. I think I've seen this once, and I do like it.
You know what?
You're just a Drew Barrymore fan.
I really am a Drew Barrymore fan. It's true. She's just adorable. She's so cute. And this movie,
Isn't she like in her early 30s and she's going back to being in high school?
Yeah, she's either in her late 20s or early 30s.
So buckle your seatbelts and subdue all rational thought, because you're going to do a 30-year-old Drew Barrymore back to high school.
So she's a journalist. She works for the Chicago Sun-Times. And her boss, who is played by Marshall, Penny's brother.
Gary Marshall?
Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall plays the editor, and he wants to get inside the, you know, the average American teenage girl type thing. So he sends her back to high school. So
why don't you give a job to an intern and have an actual teenager? Okay, you know what? Just keep going.
Looks young. She looks young. And so she goes to school undercover. And so they have her on all this kind of surveillance things, which really sucks for her because she was a nerd in high school and she did not have a good high school experience. But her brother, who is played by David Arquette, was super popular in high school. And so he's kind of a deadbeat. He doesn't really have a job. Like, he works at a coffee place. And so he decides to also enroll in high school so that he can help her become popular. And Michael Vartan is a teacher that she gets a crush on, even though she shouldn't, because he's a teacher and she's supposedly a student. And it's such a good movie. I love that movie.
Wait, he's a teacher?
Yes.
And then they fall for each other?
Yes, and it's all very weird. And they actually make it a point to say, hey, this is your story, because this teacher is going to start getting the hots for you, and that's not okay, and we should trap him. And she's like, no, that's not okay. I need to stop doing this because...
So they made a movie out of the police song, Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Yes, okay. They did.
What's next?
Pretty in Pink.
Now, have you seen this?
I don't know.
I've seen this, I think, once. And you've got John Cryer as Ducky, which is weird. I start off with that when I should be starting off with Molly Ringwald. And then Andrew McCarthy. Andrew McCarthy is a rich guy from the right side of the tracks, and she's a broke girl from the other side of the tracks. And he falls for her, and she falls for him, but he can't really be seen with her because she's not of the fancy people. And John Cryer plays her friend Ducky, who's a classic 80s kind of nerd who really cares for her. It's all well and good. So Andrew McCarthy treats her like a jerk because he has to, but then he's got a heart of gold because he doesn't want to treat her like a jerk.
Did she have a sister who got married, or is that one of the other movies?
I'm pretty sure that's 16 Candles.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I've seen Pretty in Pink.
You know what's more memorable from this than anything else is the song If You Leave from OMD, which I just heard on the radio today.
Yes, on our way here.
Yeah, there you go.
Next is Chocolat.
Oh, Johnny Depp in Italy eating chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all there was.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of people say that's pretty much all there was.
Pretty much all there is.
What's next?
Bridesmaids.
I like Bridesmaids. I think Kristen Wiig in a lot of things is a little overrated.
Yeah, I don't really like Kristen Wiig in a lot of things.
But I liked this. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably my favorite Kristen Wiig role, or at least one of them.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna do a little tangent here, like we did earlier, and say that I recently saw the new Ghostbusters with Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy and
Kate McKinnon
and Leslie Jones, and
so it's Saturday Night Live plus Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, well, she did so much Sean Spicer work on there that it's pretty much just Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's Saturday Night Live plus Thor.
Okay.
Because Chris Hemsworth is amazing in this movie. Anyway, and I really liked Kristen Wiig in this movie. I really liked Ghostbusters. It didn't diminish my love for the original. It actually had a lot of callbacks and a lot of homages to the original. All of the living cast members from the original Ghostbusters make appearances in this movie. But Kristen Wiig did good. I liked her in that.
Okay.
I did not like her on SNL. But in Bridesmaids, she was all right.
Yeah, I like Bridesmaids. I like Bridesmaids a lot. I'm a bigger Maya Rudolph fan.
Yeah.
So it was good to see her in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa McCarthy, I really like Spy.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm taking a tangent here. I like Spy because Melissa McCarthy doesn't play a frumpy...
Well, she does, but they make that the point.
That's the point. But when she gets it her way in that movie, she looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Melissa McCarthy is a beautiful woman who should not be pigeonholed into, oh, because I've got some weight on, suddenly I need to be a trailer trash, uneducated woman who can't. And then in this one, she's like this very butch woman.
She's an air marshal or a...
No. She gets with the air marshal.
She gets with the air marshal. That's right. Who is her real life husband.
Right. And I feel I'm going to get up on my soapbox here and I'm going to say that Melissa McCarthy deserves better roles than what she's getting because she is talented and she needs to stop playing these... we've come so far now in society, but we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's, she's funny and she's got some weight on her, so we have to make her not the attractive one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like Spy so much, is because when that character got her way, she looked good, like in that black dress. But that's just me.
All right, next on our list is Warm Bodies.
Interesting. Like, I feel that this is better than Twilight in making an old concept new again.
I would agree.
Because Twilight is about vampires and werewolves and teen romance and blah, blah, blah. And this is the same thing with zombies.
Mm.
But it's done really well.
When I first saw trailers, I'm like, really? We're still on the zombie thing? Like, have we not moved on from worrying about the zombie apocalypse and, you know, having all of our TV shows and movies about zombies? This is going to be ridiculous. But I did see it. I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. And it was really good. It was a really good story.
Yeah.
And
so, quick rundown. It's there has been a zombie apocalypse, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so half society is zombies, and they kind of live on their own now. They don't go after people. They just kind of wander in one area. What they don't know, what people who aren't zombies don't know, is that they can actually still feel. It's kind of like a disease. Their mind is trapped in these bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so their hearts stop beating and stuff. And so they are the walking dead, but their minds are kind of trapped in there. And he meets this girl and he saves her from something. So she kind of gives him the opportunity to show who he is. As he develops feelings for her, his heart starts to beat again. It warms him up, type of thing. And so he's able to communicate. It clears some of the fog in his brain to where they can't communicate. So he's in there talking in his own head, but she can't hear it because all he can do is... And it just... it's done very well.
Yeah. And it's got the kid who went on to be the Beast in the X-Men movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a really good job. Like, I was really happy with it.
What else?
Next we have Moonstruck.
I feel I really want to see this. I just never got around to it.
Yeah, this is Cher, right?
Cher won the Academy Award for this role.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the But I Love You, Snap Out of It movie?
Yeah.
Is that this? Okay.
It's
so
that one.
Travolta?
I thought it was Nicolas Cage.
Like I said, I haven't seen it. Yeah, you're right, Nick Cage.
I have not seen it, but I want to. And if she won an Academy Award, I'm assuming it must be good. What's next?
You would think so. Next, we have Kate and Leopold.
Don't know, haven't seen it.
I've seen the trailers for it, and it comes with very high praise. So I feel like we should see it at some point. All of our female friends told me how much they love this movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And then next we have one that I hope is not serious, which is Titanic.
Okay, why would it not be serious?
Because Titanic is not a romantic comedy.
Well, no, but I think they were looking for love stories. I think they misconstrued stories with romantic comedy.
This is Chelsea Bailey. She was saying it just to be twisted.
Oh, then yeah, she would be saying it to be twisted.
And she knows that.
But it's definitely a romantic movie.
It's definitely a romantic movie, yeah.
But yeah, it's not a romantic comedy.
Not a comedy.
Unless you put slide trombone underneath the guy falling in the trailer. Yeah.
That is terrible.
It's been a long time. We're not really hurting anyone's feelings with this. Okay, it's
just
terrible.
For that, the next movie on the list is 27 Dresses.
Oh, yes. Karma came back hard on that.
All right, so what would you do if they had a Katherine Heigl, Kate Hudson movie?
You know, I think if you put the two of them together, you know how you have a negative and a negative...
Mega positive.
Mega positive? I don't think that would work here. It would just be terrible, and I would avoid it at all costs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll have to see if I can... I can work on something that would make that more enticing.
There's very few things that you could come up with that would make that enticing.
All right. So the what if we throw Anna Kendrick in there?
It's not enough.
Ooh, what if we do a Cinderella and Kate Hudson and Katherine Heigl can be the evil stepsisters
to and Anna Kendrick Cinderella?
Yeah.
Done. You win.
See, there we go.
You win.
You win. I knew we'd find a way for you to watch that movie.
I will watch that movie.
All right. So the last movie on our list is Coyote Ugly.
I've seen this once when I was working at the TV station and it was broadcast and I was... I don't know.
It was okay.
We have now made it to the end of the list.
Yes.
So that's it. Enjoy your Valentine's Day, and we will catch you next time. You're listening to We're a Little Behind on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good night.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturdays, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.